雷军的武汉过早啊。
Lei Jun's Wuhan trip was too early.
吃个早饭。
Eat breakfast.
很多人拍照啊。
So many people are taking pictures.
这明显是上演一出清明接地气的一出戏嘛。
This is clearly a down-to-earth and realistic portrayal of Kingming Festival.
但是这种戏码现在能解决小米最迫切的问题吗？
But can this drummer solve Xiaomi's most pressing problem now?
雷总还有心情来清明来接地气啊。
Mr. Lei, do you have time to come down to earth and connect with the people?
他难道不着急吗？
Isn't he worried?Well, this.
小米集团现在什么问题啊？
What are the current problems of Xiaomi Group?
简单说呢，就是汽车业务失速，带动了股价的连续的下跌。
Simply put, the decline in the automotive business led to a series of stock price declines.
比如说小米预期啊。
For example, Xiaomi expects
开年开得很好。
The start of the year has been very good.
一月份卖了37,000。
In January, I sold 37,000.
但是到了四月份呢，就卖了10,000。
But in April, I sold 1,000,000.
一季度小米的汽车业务亏损了31亿。
In the first quarter, Xiaomi's automotive business incurred a loss of 31 billion.
每卖一台小米就得亏5000多。
Every time I sell a Xiaomi, I lose more than 5,000.
今年年度目标是550,000。
This year's annual target is 550,000.
现在完成了140,000。
Now it's 140,000.Amu,
未来七个月要交付41万才能达标。
In the next 7 months, 410,000 units must be delivered to meet the target.
这就是现状。
This is the current situation.
但是大家也不要觉得这些数字很差。
But don't think these numbers are bad either.
啊，小米其实做得非常不错。
Small cars are not very good.
五个半小时的地域，
这些数字还比较真实的反映的是环境啊，在一个理性的环境里面。
Actually, it's not just about reflecting the market environment in these words, but also about doing so in a rational environment.
其实这些车呢，就该。
Actually, these cars are just for sale.
麦子，你看小米汽车的这种细分市场的定位啊。
What do you think of the positioning of 000's detailed scenes?
速七它属于这种运动型轿跑。
In terms of body type, it belongs to the sports car category.
本来市场就很小。
The market was already small.
而预期呢，又是运动型的 SUV, 其实它市场也不大。
And what about the expected sporty SUV? But its market is not that big.
也就是说
That is to say,
这两部车的市场容量的这个头上的天花板是很近的。
The market capacity of these two cars is very close.
那怎么办呢？
What to do?
唯一的希望呢，就是下半年将要上市的这部叫做巡天 N90 的增程式 SUV, 理想、问界、领跑。
The only hope is that the new product, which is expected to be launched in the second half of the year, called Cruise N90, will be a long-range SUV like the ideal car leap forward.
还有很多品牌在市面上有70多部增程式的产品，参数几乎都是一模一样的。
There are many brands on the market with over 70 different add-on products, and their specifications are almost identical.
所以小米巡天呢，很难去寻一块蓝天啊。
So, it's difficult for Xiaomi to find a clear blue sky.
它其实是挤上了一个站满了人的桥。
He is actually a bridge that is full of people.
就算巡天有纯电版啊，那
Even if I have a pure electric board,
其实在桥上面挤的人呢就更多了。
Actually, there are even more people on the bridge.
不管这些桥现在还有点摇晃了啊。
Besides, these bridges are a bit shaky now.
你看增程的这个热乎劲儿已经开始过去了啊。
I see that this hot item is already starting to sell out.
今年五月份
May this year,
增程的整个市场的销量已经暴跌了一个 25%.
The entire market in Zhencheng has experienced a 25% drop in sales.
就连开辟增程市场的理想呢都站不稳了。
Even the idea of opening up new markets has become untenable.
都在拼命地搞纯电。
Everyone is desperately pursuing pure electric vehicles.
那纯电也是有问题啊。
That pure electric car also has problems.
未来的李斌在最近的论坛上面说
Li Bin said in a recent forum that in the future,
他预估今年的汽车的总的销量将会下跌一个15%-20%。
He estimated that the total sales of cars this year will decrease by 15-20%.
所以小米要达成那个55万的目标。
So Xiaomi needs to reach the target of 550,000.
真的是，除非是奇迹发生。
It's really a miracle.
这眼看二季度的财报就要出来了啊。
Now that the second quarter financial reports are about to be released.
这情况还不知道怎么样。
I don't know how this situation will turn out.
就连我都为雷总着急呢。
I'm even worried about General Lei.
小米现在的问题根本就不是流量能解决的。
The problem with Xiaomi now is not something that can be solved by traffic.
所以千万别再出来。
So, don't come out again.
又是吃遍，又是卖车厘子了。
Again eating and selling cherries.
赶紧回公司。
Come back to the company quickly.
啊，好好的去解决这些问题吧。
Even I can come up with some questions.